The solar eclipse is in the books, but the scientific analysis goes on. Teams of high school and college students scrambled Monday afternoon to locate and recover cameras and experimental payloads they launched to the edge of space during the eclipse. Correspondent Tom Bonsi reports.
55 student teams sponsored by NASA launched high-altitude weather balloons to live-stream the eclipse from coast to coast. Technology glitches or overloaded radio traffic foiled the best-laid plans by most of the teams from the Northwest to share a live view from 60,000 to more than 100,000 feet high. A team from Oregon Tech's Wilsonville campus did succeed. Master's student Francis Bartholomew says their helium-filled balloon drifted through the eclipse path from Corvallis.
My favorite images are always the ones where the camera is slowly panning around and we're watching the shadow come in on the ocean.
Also managing to beam down video of the eclipse from way up high were teams from North Medford High School and from Central Washington University, both launched from Central Oregon. I'm Tom Bonsi reporting.